It feels good. I mean, like you said, I thought I was going to come in here and be utilized as a special teamer, and I have. You know, I played every special team down yesterday. I did really well there. You know, when they got rid of three backers in the first round of cuts, you know, that was kind of a relief off my back, because I know that they felt comfortable with me being a linebacker, and I was doing really well. So going through my threes and twos, that was something that was an accomplishment, to say the least, I guess, for me. But I really want to, you know, prove myself even more so and do as much as possible to help this team win.
How much were you sweating that first round of cuts?
I wasn't really sweating that much, because I know I've been doing pretty well. And you can sometimes see signs and stuff like that. But my body's in good shape, and I was doing really well. I wasn't making any mistakes, if at all any. Making a lot of plays, so I felt pretty confident.
Are you going to be nervous over these next 24 hours or so?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, this is the time in everybody's career where, you know, you're the thin air. And you know, it was 4 o'clock, now it's 6 o'clock for the past. So now it's 2 more hours of sweating. But definitely, I mean, everyone's going to be nervous until, you know, that deadline comes by and you don't hear a phone call, and it's almost going to be.
How do you typically?
You feel confident? And, you know, I mean, like you said, you passed a bunch of hurdles, and you can see signs sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel confident in the way I was playing, the way that I was producing. I feel confident, but like I said, never know, so, you know, I don't count my chicken before the hatch.
Kyle, from your experiences around the league, do more guys sit by the phone and wait for the call? Do they go out and, like, ignore the time clock?
No,
Do they sleep? What do guys do?
You're going to sit there and bash your head on a wall for however many hours, or you sit there and just wait, like, I'm going to get a call, You've got to get your mind outside of the game, because you're going to strike so quick. So definitely, I'm not speaking from my own perspective, not everybody else's, but I definitely try to get my mind off of it. I remember in training camp just grinding it out. And this is a time where you kind of get a couple days off, kind of get your body right. Just, you know, let the chips lay where they, you know, where they